Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I was hungry and in a hurry yesterday. After meeting downtown, I couldn't help myself. I ducked into McDonald's and grabbed a double cheeseburger and ice cream. How could I do that, eating that junk food with all the concern about obesity? Well, let's consider this national obesity issue. I read a report this fall that predicted that half of the adults in the United States would be obese by 2030. It went on to say personal willpower and efforts to maintain a healthy weight are largely impossible. There are all kinds of opinions about the problem. The experts in the field of nutrition have been telling us, eat less fat. Well, we're eating less fat. And they told us, eat less meat. Well, we're eating less meat. And eat more fruits and vegetables. They attack fast food restaurants. The simple fact is that it doesn't matter what we eat as much as how much we eat. All the research tells us that it's calories that count. Consume too many calories, and you're going to get fat. I don't think you can categorize what we eat as good food or bad food either. We know it's not good to just eat one thing. Gouge yourself on French fries or candy is bad. Eat a wide variety of food is what you should do. There's nothing wrong with a McDonald's burger. Now let's face the facts. Food is cheap and it tastes good. And we don't get the exercise we used to. Taxing soft drinks, so-called junk food, won't work. In a rich society such as the United States, we will never raise the cost of food to a level to make any real difference. We spend less money on food in this country than any country in the world, less than 10% of expenditures. The world average is 35%. In the countries where they spend 30% or more for food, they aren't fat. But we're not going to go there. Our government requires mandatory labeling on the food that we buy. Now, that's a good thing, but the only thing on that label that really counts are calories. I don't think that government taxes and regulations will do very much to deal with our obesity problem. Now, that doesn't mean that the politicians won't try. It makes them feel good, and they are doing something. Might even help get them reelected. I know we're looking for an easy answer. How about personal responsibility and willpower? Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.